Everybody, it's We Hate Wrestling, aka the Hootscast, and we're here with Night 2 WrestleMania, but more importantly, Night 7 of WrestleMania week. There's two more nights. WrestleMania is not done yet. You think it is. It's not. We have two more nights ahead. But I'm here with Andrew Lee. Andrew, just a quick, I'm going to give my quick thoughts. I thought Night 1 was way better than Night 2.
Yeah, I mean, Night 2 had its moments, but I enjoyed Night 1 better. I've already heard some people say Night 2 was better.
No, they're liars.
People are allowed to have their opinions. I'll just
say they're not.
They don't. They might not be right, but...
No one's allowed to have an opinion but me.
Okay. I mean, I don't see... I guess maybe you can say the more... I don't even know how you can
this
say
is what night. I think. I think they should have done. And I think they should have ended Night 1 with this Roman Reigns match. And then end the Night 2 with the Bianca-Sasha Banks match.
Maybe. I mean...
I think the Night
1... The argument match, I've read so far was that they said it was put together better. Night 2 was put together better.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I like the intentions of the Roman Reigns match, but I think to end the whole event, especially after the year we went through like that, I think it would have been better end Night 1 like that, almost on a cliffhanger. Like, oh my God, Roman Reigns destroyed, like, two big faces. And then Night 2, you ended with Bianca Belair and Montez Ford celebrating. We send everyone home for the entire weekend happy because we don't know when they're going to have fans again.
Probably
SummerSlam.
Dude, doesn't I think sooner than we think. I don't think the COVID's capped. I don't think people just like watching tonight. There were moments when I was watching this tonight that it didn't feel like we went through anything. Like, do you know what I mean by that? Like,
well, two things about the crowd tonight. They were much louder than last night. They were way more into the show than last night. Even though
I also saw less masks.
What?
I also saw less masks.
Less masks than last night.
Yeah.
Stop enforcing that.
Which probably explains why it's probably louder.
Yeah.
But that was the whole point, is that when I was watching this, wrestling did its job tonight. There were points where I forgot we are still technically going through a pandemic.
I can't forget. I don't know why. It's just in my...
Oh, but it just kept like it didn't feel like we had gone through anything. And I feel like everything's pretty much going to go back to normal sooner than we think. That's what I think.
I'll give you this. I think we're going to try and it's going to fucking end horribly. That's what I think.
I think we're going to try, and I don't think it's going to end horribly.
I think
because the amount of vaccines and stuff that's going around, I think.
I guess, you know what? Just got to take it day at a time.
Yeah. Dude, you're right. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on this shit. None of us
are. How many fucking conversations did we have last April where people were like, by June, July, it'll be back to normal? And like, how many fucking reports you heard from Dave Meltzer about a year ago? WWE's looking to book house shows in September. WWE's, you know, so, you know. They're gonna have SummerSlam on a boat, or maybe in New Jersey, and you know. So
they might even take tonight and just be like, the sign and be like, "Fuck, let's just keep doing fucking booking places."
I think they should do outdoor shows. It makes even the worst matches better than the Thunderdome. Just keep going at, dude. Like, just go to ballparks and shit, like minor league. I don't care if there's like 100 people in a stadium. It does sound better than the fucking Thunderdome. It does look and sound better.
Yeah, if you can't do, but you can do indoors. They've already done it with the CWC.
Yeah, but like, they have the
fake crowd. But I get what you're saying. Like, if you book indoors, you can't have people speaking. That's the bad part.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just book like high school baseball parks and shit. I don't, like, it doesn't need to look fancy for Raw and SmackDown. Just book whatever you can find.
I know a great place they could go in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, the Dally's place. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Like, just
how lucky did Tony Khan get? Well, I shouldn't even say Tony Khan. How lucky was AEW that
was his dad?
Yeah, how lucky is he to have a dad who's a fucking billionaire? You know, and then he just be like, "Oh, my dad happens to have this place that has like an outdoor thing." Can you also imagine? He was like, "But Dad, I really need this. Please, why be so mean? Don't like charge me rent on this, Dad. Please, I need this." And he's like, "Absolutely not. do you know what will happen if fucking a COVID thing happens and I'm fucked? You know what I'm saying? He goes, please, Dad, I need this. Like, you can imagine that's like the conversation. He's like, fine, shut up, take it.
Dad, Meltzer really wants me to push Kenny Omega, but I have to have a building.
Dude, I really need this building.
let's get into it.
Ashlyn Craft is the person singing America the Beautiful tonight. At least she was fucking really singing it this time. Unlike who sang it last night? Poppy or some shit like that?
No, that's the NXT woman who's not a real woman or something.
Oh, well, someone else sang it last night and I didn't know if she was singing it for real or not. This one was. Once again, everybody's out on the stage. All the wrestlers are on the stage with Junior, but nobody makes a statement this time. Hogan and Titus O'Neil come out to host WrestleMania. They're both dressed up like pirates. Hogan, dressed up like a pirate, looks like Captain Crunch, right?
I don't know why they... Dude, I think this whole thing was to kill Hulk Hogan. This booking.
People were still booing, by the way.
Whenever we're going harder tonight than the night before.
Yeah,
Hogan's not an idiot. He knew he wasn't getting a good reaction. Hogan's very aware of all this shit, which is why he's Hogan. Uh-huh. I don't think he's going to ever do anything like this again.
Yeah, every time Titus spoke, they were cheering. Every time Hogan's turn to speak.
And Titus didn't look calm. I think Titus and Hogan knew Vince is trying to fucking end me with this, that put me in this position.
It both looked kind of bad being together, but whatever. They were just booing him. And then we're going to go to match number one, Randy Orton versus Bray. Well, I shouldn't say Bray, but versus The Fiend, really. Randy comes out first, and they show the crispy, burnt-up Fiend, like, walking down this hallway kind of thing. And then it's Alexa Bliss. She walks down. And there's a giant jack-in-the-box ringside. She starts turning the handle, and the Fiend, who is reborn, and he's like resurrected, comes out of the jack-in-the-box. He fucking...
This way you just sound so fucking stupid.
It does, right? But that's exactly what he's resurrected and reborn, and he's not burnt up like a crisp anymore. And he does a fucking flying clothesline off the box into the ring. And there's a spot where he does a little tribute to Brody Lee, where he does the yeah 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 and does that fucking thing. Some people pop for that. It's hard to hear because he's wearing a mask, but
no, don't worry. On Twitter, they all fucking jerked off to that. So
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Should have put out -1. That's what he should have done.
Yeah, or it should have been to like went to Santos Escobar, like, oh, can I borrow your son with the mask on? And then he steals Kane's pyros, and the fucking Kane's pyros go off, and he's about to fucking hit the Sister Abigail when Alexa Bliss is sitting on top of the fucking jack-in-the-box, and he's all distracted, and all this black goo starts dripping down her face. And the crowd starts chanting, holy shit, at that. And that's when I was like, I wish they were back in the Thunderdome. I told you, I fucking did not miss these stupid chants, these fucking idiotic chants. And I was like,
I didn't mind it.
If you're chanting holy shit at that fucking thing, you guys are a bunch of fucking idiots sitting. You guys who are actually there, probably a whole bunch of you guys are fucking idiots.
Oh, you have to be a fucking dude. My friend went to WrestleMania every year and he's like, I'm glad I didn't go. You have to be a fucking idiot to go to WrestleMania. Even I know you're saying like, oh, really? But like, I think you have to be a fucking idiot just to go. You'd have to be.
There's something wrong with you
to go to WrestleMania this year. I might go next year, the year after, when I'm confirmed that the virus is gone. But why go now?
Well, like I said, you as a wrestling fan, I think every wrestling fan owes it to themselves to go to WrestleMania
this year.
Once. I didn't say you have to go this year. I just said at least once. There's plenty of WrestleManias going to be happening. You don't have to go this year. Anyways, while he's distracted, Randy Orton hits the RKO for the win. After the win, he's Bray Wyatt staring at Alexa Bliss, who's sitting up there. Lights go all out. Lights come back on. Nobody's in the ring. Everyone starts booing. You hear the boos. By the way, when they showed this replay later on.
He took out the boos.
And they edited out the boos. But I like the booing at the end. I enjoyed that part the most.
I thought... this was really bad. Some people are saying it was the worst thing ever in WrestleMania history. I think you're out of your fucking minds because there's been a lot of worse matches than this shit.
There was that thing with the Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. Wasn't there with the...
Yeah, with these same two fucking retards, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was also...
I never watched that match. I never watched it. Was this worse than that?
No, that was worse.
That was worse?
That was 20 times worse.
Okay.
And so was Sting and fucking Triple H. That was worse than this piece of shit. And I would even say that fucking... So was some of the... Goldberg Lesnar at 20. That was worse than this. This was bad though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending this. It just wasn't as bad as everybody's saying it is. But it was bad.
It was bad, yeah.
It was bad. You've been wasting all this time on this goofy fucking, you know, fantasy bullshit with these three idiots. And did Alexa look, I'm gonna reserve judgment until tomorrow night because I want to know, was Alexa Bliss turning on the Fiend, or was Alexa Bliss giving birth? Like, I don't, what the fuck was Alexa Bliss doing? I don't know. I'm gonna give him tomorrow night to explain it. If the explanation is bad, this match will be an even bigger piece of shit. But if the explanation is whatever, or if they like drop the Fiend, he goes back to just being Bray Wyatt or something, tomorrow night, the ball's in their court for tomorrow night. This could either be a gigantic piece of shit or just a piece of shit, but it's not the worst thing they've ever done.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. There's even a chance that tomorrow night they never even address it. they've done stuff like that where they
I think they're gonna address it in some way, shape, or form. It may just be Randy Orton cutting a promo, like, I'm done with the Fiend, and now it's time for me to take on Bobby Lashley.
But even that's not really addressing it.
That's vaguely addressing it.
See, between that, where Randy Orton comes out, like, I'm done with the Fiend now, and I'm looking at you, Bobby Lashley. Like, that's like, I could totally see
that. That would make it a bigger piece of shit. But if if the Fiend come, if Bray Wyatt comes out and goes, I'm not the Fiend anymore, or I'm just gonna be Bray Wyatt, or I don't know, something, I'll give him. It's all about the follow up. What did all this mean? If the ball's in their court. They can go wherever they want, and the jury's still out of whether or not this is negative 20 stars or negative 2 stars. So there you go.
One thing I will say, though, about this that I found was very interesting is that people were not booing at the initial start. Like, when that really, like, the little girl Alexa Bliss came out in the beginning, right?
Well, she's popular. People like the little girl.
People weren't booing that. So that tells me that, like, there are probably people who are, like, okay with this storyline the whole time.
People like the Fiend. People like Randy Orton. People like Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
People were happy to see them. I think people thought that we were going to see a crazy, like, fucking spectacle.
Yeah,
and we did it. We saw a piece of shit. I knew we were gonna see a piece. The minute they didn't make it a Firefight Funhouse match, I knew we were gonna see a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I think they were concerned. Like, they probably didn't want to have Bray Wyatt or Randy Orton out for the fans. Like, they wanted them to have that. I think I think it would have been better for Bray and Randy to have a Firefight Funhouse match, and I think the live audience wouldn't have cared. I think they would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah. All those months that we've been hating this, I'm guessing people were fucking loving it.
Because people see like a Joker Harley Quinn thing with Alexa
Bliss. Yeah, they were like, oh, look, there's that little girl version of Alexa Bliss. I love it. They were like not booing her. I was like,
no, people do like that version. It is horrible.
Yeah,
people
it's horrible. Like it. You fucking love it, man.
I think people also were willing to give them the benefit. I think people thought there's no way they're going to make this bad. And then they just made it bad.
All right. So we go backstage. Titus O'Neil Hogan is there with Eric Bischoff, and Bailey comes out and she's annoying them. So everybody walks away. Pointless segment. Go to match number 2, Natalya and Tamina versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. There are lots of Tamina chants in this one. They're really behind her, which I'm okay with. There's a point where people really wanted to see Tamina versus Nia Jax. Like, people love seeing that matchup. I get it too. You know, they're the two biggest ones. But there's a point where they're facing off and they're fucking just going in. They cut the fucking camera angle at the wrong moment, and you hear Nia Jax go, "Lay it in." You know, she hear that part. It's like, "Lay it in." They fucking do it. What do you call it? Shayna Baszler's doing a whole bunch of fucking knee strikes. She's doing a whole bunch of thigh slapping. So I'm not, I don't think that's mandated anymore.
No, there's a sign. So the singer from last night posted a picture of her and Hogan. You can see in the background, do not slap your thigh when kicking.
Well, fucking Shayna, I guess for knee strikes, you're allowed, because yeah. Shayna Baszler was doing it a shitload in this match. But here's the thing. If she wasn't doing it, those knee strikes would not have been as impactful in this match. Ultimately, she puts the clutch. Shayna Baszler puts the Karafuda clutch on Natalya for Natalya to pass out for Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax to retain. I do not like Nia Jax, but I will be the first one to admit she was not the worst one in this match. It was Tamina. Tamina was gassed early. She fucked up a few spots. Nia Jax was not the worst in this match.
I like this match and I didn't like this match. Does that make any fucking sense?
Okay, what did you like about this match?
Give me a second. Give me 1 second. I liked the match. There were some good spots. There was some good moments where I kind of thought Natalya and Tamina could take it. The audience was into it. But you're right. There were a lot of missed spots. There was a lot of goofy. Nobody wanted to see this match. Nobody wanted to see this match. Mm-hmm. And there was no reason to have it at WrestleMania. And it wasn't as... It was kind of a fucking waste of time. That's why I kind of have my Becky and Charlotte theory. Because, like, why would you keep Charlotte off the show and have this match?
Because Charlotte has COVID.
No, she's over it at this point.
Yeah, I don't... Because they want to punish her for Andrade.
They want to punish her for having feelings. I don't know. But it's just, like, this match was, like, so fucking...
It wasn't a bad match, though, you know?
It wasn't, but it wasn't, like...
It was also a WrestleMania match.
It was just there, and it was like, well, what's the point of this? Like,
this would have been a good fast lanes match or something like that.
I kind of feel like Tamina, we're gonna deal with this with Tamina for years and years to come, because they feel bad about her dad. So they always push her. But why does that have to be? There's some people that are just always gonna be on the show.
Uh-huh.
But why does it have to be at the expense of other people that they need to get over? You know what I mean? Like, Tamina's always going to have a job. I feel like Sheamus is always going to have a job. But I don't need to see these people at WrestleMania, is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. If Jeff Hardy, also, by the way, I just want to say Jeff Hardy's there that weekend. So that's why he wasn't at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Ghost back?
What?
You got the ghost back upstairs?
No, hold on. I don't know. You know what? Actually, I don't like this fucking match. Fuck this match. I just had more time. I'm never gonna rewatch this match. I just think it's a waste of time. It's just
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. JBL joins the commentary, and Sami Zayn comes in and introduces Logan Paul, who sits at ringside. We're going to match number 3: Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens ultimately hits a stunner for the win. Afterwards, Logan Paul gets the ring and he's like, "Kevin Owens, good job for you too," which pisses off Sami Zayn, gets in his face. "You're my guest. Why are you congratulating him?" Logan pushes Sami Zayn down. Sami Zayn walks away. Logan Paul lifts up Kevin Owens' hand. Kevin Owens, you know, goes, "What the hell is this guy lifting up my hand?" Everyone can see what's happening. He hits the stunner on Logan Paul. This was a fine match, but as you can see, I reviewed more about what happened with Logan Paul than I usually did with what happened in the match, so it tells you what kind of a match that was.
I thought this was the best match so far. It was very short.
Best match so far? There's only been 3 matches.
Yeah, this is the best match so far.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Logan Paul. I've said this before again and again. I don't like this guy. I don't know why.
Based on the audience, you are not the only one that does not like this guy.
He's not doing it. He's not like Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny seems to be like a great guy. has a fan base, a very big fan base that they want to tap into, which is a Latino market. Logan Paul is just a douchebag white guy market, which they already kind of have. You don't need any more douchebag white guys in your audience watching the show.
He did nothing besides take a stunner.
He doesn't add anything. He doesn't add anything to the story. He didn't do anything. People are trying to give him, oh, at least he took a good stunner. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. This guy's a piece of shit. He shouldn't be on the show. Like, he does nothing. So as much as I like this match, and this is one of my favorite Kevin Owens matches at WrestleMania so far, I fucking hated that he was there. He took away from the match. He didn't help it. He took away.
He also shouldn't have been there for himself, because he also made himself look bad. I'll tell you why. There's only two celebrities in this fucking thing. It's him and fucking Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
And you're going to be compared to him constantly in this thing. And it's going to look bad. So he should have just, he shouldn't have been this just even for himself, is what I'm trying to say. You know?
Well, Bad Bunny's, this guy's a fighter. He's like supposedly athletic. This guy did nothing. That
makes it even worse.
Yeah.
That
and Bad Bunny is just, you know, at the beginning of all this in January, people thought Bad Bunny was just some goofy fucking singer. And Bad Bunny outperformed this guy. So
no, that's exactly what I'm saying. If I was Logan Paul and they were like, hey, we want you to be part of WrestleMania. He's like, all right, cool. What do you want me to do? I don't know. Just sit at ringside and you're going to take a stunner. I'm like, okay. But am I the only one who's like a celebrity being invested? No, we're going to have Bad Bunny. He's going to wrestle a whole wrestling
do way more
the night before. I'm going to be like, no, then fuck you guys. I'm not fucking doing this because he's going to make me look like a fucking total asshole. You know? That's what I would have said.
The other thing too about him, he looked bored. Logan Paul.
He must have been getting paid a decent amount of money for him to be wanting to do this.
I know, but like he looked like he didn't want to be there. And it's like, dude, if you don't want to be there, don't be there. Like it looks so obvious that he was only there because they paid him.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. So Matt Riddle is backstage and he's talking to Ranjan Singh and fucking Kali. And then Kali starts speaking Indian. And then Rob Van Dam comes out. Riddle fucking goes crazy for him. That was a fun little spot. A lot of fans enjoyed seeing RVD and Kali. I'm going to move on forward to match number four.
When I saw RVD and Matt Riddle interact, it was like, RVD has so much more charisma and is so much better at being the stone guy than fucking Matt Riddle. It's so much more natural with RVD. You know what I mean?
Possibly, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought Robin was great.
Match number four, Sheamus versus Riddle for the United States Championship, right? Yeah, the United States Championship. They do the doves thing, the doves coming out of Matt Riddle's feet, but they enhanced it more, so they're not green. They look like real doves, but with pirate shit all over them. I couldn't believe they fucking did that. I was just like, oh, man, they're still doing the special effects thing with the doves. All right. I thought this was a good match. It was very intense. These guys can both fucking fight. There is a spot where Sheamus was trying to do the fucking white noise off the top rope and they slip and he falls off, but thank God it didn't end disastrously. Sheamus recovers well. And the finish comes when Matt Riddle goes for like an acai moonsault and Sheamus fucking just bro kicks him in the face. Oh, it was a cool looking finish. Covers him for the win. Sheamus is not a new U.S. champion. Matt Riddle's got blood coming out of his mouth. This was a very competitive match. I liked it. I thought this was the best match of the night two.
I thought this match was boring as fucking shit. I hated it.
Wow.
I was bored. I'm over Sheamus. Matt Riddle, I'm not into either. He looked like an idiot. I don't think Sheamus at this point doesn't need to be making NXT guys look stupid at WrestleMania. Sheamus should be putting over these guys. Sheamus stopped being over in fucking 2012. And now it's fucking 2021. You're still putting him over, guys. I think it was a waste of fucking time. And I hated this fucking match. I didn't hate it, but it was a waste of fucking time. Nothing about it interested me.
The wrestling match itself was, I thought,
very. But I'm already checked out because I don't think
you're checked out. Yeah, you checked out because, yeah, I get it. You don't like either of those guys, but the actual match itself was pretty good.
I tried to. I just was like,
yeah.
It just felt like a ball match.
Dude, when you're, because I feel the same way about certain people. If you're not into the person, you just can't get into the person. You just can't. That's just what it is. You know? It's no shame in that. I'll tell you what was cool. This next fucking segment. So you got Triple H standing inside a row with a briefcase. Dude, I thought this was going to be one of those, like, tough acting to acting commercials, you know? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, you know, like, you know, where mm-hmm. John Madden would stand at ringside and shit. And he'd stand inside a row and a car would come up and say, "Are you John Madden?" I thought it was going to be one of those. Fucking Bad Bunny comes out and he goes, "Hey, you had a great match last night, but now you got to do what you got to do." And he gives him the briefcase. And then Bad Bunny gets on top of his fucking truck and he opens it up and it's a microphone. And it is for his tour of 2022. And they give you all the tour dates that he's doing. This was cool. I like this because this is like, yeah, Bad Bunny should get something out of this. How about a little bit of promotion of his fucking tour that he's going to do?
Yeah, that was cool. And it's also indicate he won't be back next year. So this was like a one-time thing.
They did it like in like a storyline fashion where like he's like, "Good job." And, you know, like,
"Now you do what you got to do."
Yeah, yeah. It was just the way it was done, I thought, was very, very. WWE took care of this guy. Yeah. You know, and this is what happens when I guess you show the proper amount of respect. They go like, "Oh, we're gonna, if you take, you know, you obviously respect us, so we're gonna reciprocate and we're gonna get right back to that to you." I would be 100% okay seeing this Bad Bunny back in WWE again.
Yeah, I'm sure we will see him. So,
well, I think it's gonna depend on how well his career goes.
I think WWE. If Ricky Martin still has a career, this guy's gotta fail a lot to not have a career. So,
well, also I'm saying, yeah, if this guy like continues to have like a rock solid career, he'll keep him back. The moment this guy stops being important, they're gonna just fucking forget about this fucker.
Yeah, but I think the Latin market's very loyal to guys like this. I don't think he's gonna have a bad career.
I hope you're right. I hope he doesn't end up like another Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee's doing pretty good.
Is he?
Yeah. Dude, we're not the market for these guys. They're doing great. Come on.
All right.
"Mom, let's do some Daddy Yankee." You know, just because you know.
All right, so where is he doing? I mean, like,
he's doing it for Latin people that spend money. Fucking. You don't. There's comedians like Larry the Cable Guy still sells out. He doesn't go to the fucking Village Lantern and sit in the back. Ooh, you know, he sells out theaters, just not around us.
Okay, that's, you heard it from right from here, folks. 2024, Daddy Yankee, Bad Bunny World Tour.
Dude, Bad Bunny brought out, I guarantee there's footage of Bad Bunny bringing out Daddy Yankee, and the fucking audience is like, "Yeah,
yeah." speaking of musical. Speaking of musical artists, Wale is out to perform Field of Power to introduce Big E. Big E comes out for match number 5 against Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum match. There are all these bongo drums set up all around ringside. It's a hardcore match, but with drums. Guess what, guys? None of those fucking drums were used. Not even one. It's fucking dumb. They're so stupid. Just call it a fucking hardcore match. They start off with the kendo sticks right away. Bam, 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 kendo sticks. They do the fucking whole steel steps spot because, you know, obviously the steel steps was important in this feud. And then Big E hits the big ending. Then out of nowhere, Dabba Kato, last seen from Raw Underground, comes out. And he's wearing all this, like, military. He's wearing, like, a military outfit. Kind of, like, get it, like, that fucking guy from the, you know, the Uganda.
Oh, Kony.
Yeah, yeah, like that fucking dictator guy. He's like, you know, this big guy wearing a fucking military outfit. He fucking does the fucking Samoan spike thing, and then he fucking throws him down. And Apollo Crews covers Big E to become once again the Intercontinental Champion. Well, actually, this is the first time he's winning the Intercontinental.
Yeah, he won the U.S. title.
And then they do fireworks and shit. So he's got, I mean, this was kind of similar to what I was expecting to happen or what I hoped to happen. But just instead of Dabba Kato, I was expecting like a big Nigerian dude. But fine, this is fine. This is exactly kind of what I was hoping.
It's kind of what you called last night or 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
It was I didn't like this match. I really thought they were gonna have a bunch of Nigerian people playing drums, and the drums would heat up or slow down depending on the pace of the match. Like, I thought it was gonna be like that, like something out of
Black. Oh, that would actually have been cool. I didn't think about that.
They didn't do that, and it's just why is there drums? I didn't like this match, but I thought the finish was the right thing to do. It's now or never with Apollo Crews.
Yes, you
had this guy since 2016. And either now he becomes a huge star, or that's it. His career is over. And you got to.
This was his first singles match at WrestleMania, I'm pretty sure. Yes. Right?
I think his first appearance at a WrestleMania, period. Like in.
Period. Like, yeah.
Period. In a real match. Yeah. Dude, remember the night after WrestleMania, he had a long match on Raw. And I'm like, why are they giving this guy such a long match? They didn't give up. They fucking, it's now or never with this guy. So I think the finish was great. However, the match, I wasn't into it. I just couldn't get into
it. No, it was really short. It wasn't, it had nothing to do with drums. It was kind of stupid, but
I think you need to have Apollo move on and send in a Big E. Although I don't think they're going to, but.
Yeah. Hall of Fame 2021, people come out, everyone cheers. And then you had Shotzi Blackheart's shittier younger sister, Ash Costello, come out to fucking sing Rhea Ripley's theme song. It's fucking terrible. We're going to match number 6, Rhea Ripley versus Asuka. Rhea Ripley hits the Riptide for the win. It was all right. It was, you know, like, none of these matches I'm into, they're not bad. Here's the thing. I know they're not bad matches. I can't even say they're bad matches. I will never say that. Yeah. But, like, they're not good match. They're just like, they're a match.
This was after the Kevin Owens thing, the second best, as we're going, the second best match of the night. Not period, but just is pretty good. But I couldn't get into it. There was something missing. I just couldn't get into it. You know, dude, there is a whole different level to when Rhea Ripley has a high-end match at NXT compared to a high-end match here. It's just such a different level. And it just feels different when Vince is producing this shit. And I couldn't. Sasha Banks and Bianca had a way better match.
Yeah, but part of it is because I also don't think it's Ripley's fault.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like this. Dude, she just pops out of nowhere and just challenges Asuka. And they only have one interaction where they're doing a contract signing. Where, like, at least Bianca Belair, like, fucking had to win a whole rumble.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. There's no, like, if they had debuted Rhea, like, a few months before WrestleMania and then just show her just beating the shit out of her people after people on Raw, just, like, taking out Lana first, then taking out Naomi, then taking out...
You're right. The first mistake they made with Rhea, and I don't think she's even recovered from it. I mean, I think was having her lose to Charlotte at WrestleMania. I think that was a huge mistake. She looked really bad, and she was at a time where she could not look that bad. And I don't think she ever recovered. To this day, I don't think she recovered from that. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. I think that repercussion could be feeling it in this match. But yeah, it's not a bad match, but. It's whatever. So we got another title change. Rhea Ripley is now the Raw Women's Champion. So we got a few title changes here, right?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We had
Sheamus
is the fucking Sheamus is the champion, U.S. champion. Apollo's the Intercontinental. Rhea is the fucking Women's Champion. We got Hogan and Titus again, and they're out trying. And fucking Bayley comes out, and then the fucking Bellas come out, and they're all dressed in red and. Bailey was super funny. She goes, look at you guys coming out here looking like a bunch of Elmos.
Dude, do you hear her say John Cena's not here?
Yeah, and then she goes, I don't know why you're here. John Cena, I don't know if you want your hurt, but John Cena's not here. The crowd pops for that. They go, oh, they have an orgasm. Which, as soon as she said it, by the way, one of the Bellas like slaps the mic out of her hand. And then they kind of beat on a Bailey. And then that's it. I thought...
You thought Becky Lynch, right?
No, not. I didn't think. I just felt like.
Dude, you want to hear something funny?
They deserved a little more than this, you know.
I think, yeah. I do think there was another plan, but the funniest thing was, you know, Brian Alvarez, Dave Meltzer reported that Becky Lynch was going to come back and interrupt Bayley, right? That was the whole thing.
And Dave actually said that?
They didn't do what I did. Remember, I said to you, I think, right? Yeah. These are my two theories.
Yes.
And we debated it. And yes. To be correct, I proved to be wrong. But I never said, like,
it's just a speculation.
That's I never okay. said it's. I'm 100% correct yes. that Bayley's going to, I mean, Becky Lynch is going to come out. But they did. They said that. So yes. they said that. This is how what con artists these people are. Listen to this. So when Hulk Hogan comes out, something big incoming. And then Brian Alvarez also, here it comes. And then it didn't happen. The Bellas just came out. And he goes like, I swear, if they change the plans because this leaked, I'm going to be so upset. And I'm like, you really think that Vince McMahon changed his plans? Hey, Dave Meltzer found out Becky Lynch is going to come out. By the way, they had Becky Lynch in a monster truck. So what they said was Becky Lynch was going to drive out a giant fucking monster truck and then beat up Bayley. That was what Dave Meltzer said was 1,000% going to happen. So you're telling me they went and bought a monster truck. They flew in Becky Lynch. They planned and they're like, oh, Dave Meltzer found out. We can't do this. We
just go home. That's the argument I've been hearing from Meltzer apologists that they changed things. I'm like, dude, you guys gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
They're not changing things for this one guy. And even if they are, that means that he still doesn't fucking know. He's a speculator. He's not a reporter. He's not a journalist. Stop using those words, reporter and journalist. He's not either of those. He's a speculator. He does the same thing we're doing, which is like we're just taking educated guesses. At the end of the day, we're just taking educated guesses.
If you say Asuka's winning and I say Rhea Ripley's winning, the WWE is like, oh my God, Ray Gutz has inside information. He knows Rhea Ripley's winning. We have to change everything. No, it's just there has to be a winner. There's 50%. So one of us is going to be correct, or, you know what I mean? Someone's going to be correct in guessing who's going to win the fucking match.
Hey, I said someone was going to interfere and be Apollo Crews' heavy. I guess I'm fucking Dave Meltzer.
You have a feeling sometimes with these things.
Yeah, exactly.
We watch enough of this shit our whole lives.
I'm not an idiot, guys.
It's just the way that they keep trying to con the subscribers, like they change plans because people found out. They're going to go to their grave. They're going to go to their grave stating that Becky Lynch was not that, like, because I had a good feeling. I think it's a good time for her to come back. They're not going to go with that. Like, you know what? It felt like a good time. I think you can even be like, I think it's stupid. Because I'll admit, I think it was stupid not to have a surprise on either one of these nights. I think it would, and it doesn't be Becky Lynch. It could have been Stone Cold. It could have been The Undertaker. It could have been anybody. I think it was dumb not to have a surprise. Maybe they wanted to keep personnel very tight, but I think it was stupid. But you can say that. You can think, but to say like they changed it because we reported it. And no, it's definitely going to happen. They're just fucking con artists. They're just fucking
con artists. All right, we're going to the main event. Match number 7, Edge versus Bryan versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title. There are some cool spots in this. First off, Jey Uso gets involved heavily in this match early on, and Edge realizes this. So he takes him out by fucking dropping into some stairs. They take him out, like the officials come and take him away. And it is really cool. I thought this was a fun spot where Roman Reigns and Edge, they both try to go for a spear and they fucking do a collision in the ring. And Daniel Bryan gets powerbombed through the announce table. It breaks. Edge hits the concerto in the ring on Daniel Bryan to take Daniel Bryan out. And then Jey Uso comes back in and Edge takes out Jey Uso, but then turns into a spear from Roman Reigns, who hits a concerto on Edge. Then Roman takes Edge, puts him, drapes him over Daniel Bryan and covers both for the win. He retains the title and then the show goes off the air. What did you think?
I loved this match until the second Jey Uso interference. I think that really, really took away major points. I think that Roman Reigns pinning those two guys like that after cheating is fine. I really liked it, but the more I think about the match, the more I didn't like it. So when this show ended, I'm like, that's the match of the night. And then the more I think about it, it's like they did so many things right, but they did a few things wrong. That it's I kind of think you're going to, if you're going to go with this finish where he pins both guys at the same time, I would have done like Cesaro and Seth Rollins in that role and put Edge and Daniel Bryan in the singles match. Because I think like Edge just came back. You don't need to do that to him. Daniel Bryan, like, I just kind of think like, get where they're going for it. I get where they're going. Like they're going to, but I feel like this is what I feel like they're building. I feel like they're building him and Brock Lesnar again with that finish. I don't think they're going to build to Cesaro beating him or Damian Priest, or I'm going to just go in completely Adam Cole, Bebe, or Kyle O'Reilly, or fucking, you know, Kushibushi, or Pete Dunne, or any, you know, anyone, you know what I'm saying? Any of the new generation. I think it's going to be like Brock Lesnar is going to beat him. So I loved it, but I didn't love it. I think if it had a different finish and Roman still won, I would have liked it. But Jey Uso interfering that second time really fucking, I think, took major points away from me. What about you?
Yeah, this match was just whatever. It was, I mean, like, I don't get excited about, I don't know. I don't get excited about matches like this anymore. They're just like,
I kind of think like when Edge came out and that pop he got, I'm like,
oh, he got a huge pop.
They should just give it to Edge. Cause here's the deal.
Yeah.
I would have had to either Daniel Bryan or Edge win. You can always have Roman Reigns get it back the next month in the Thunderdome. But I just would have ended the show on a good note. And if like you're not going to end the show on a good note, then just fucking have Bianca win night two, switch it around. But I mean, they want Roman Reigns to have his big WrestleMania win, and he got it, and most of the fan base is annoyed. I just was very overwhelmed by this entire time.
I'm okay with Roman Reigns winning it, though. Retaining it, I should say. Yeah, I'm
fine. I mean, I would be okay too. I just didn't like, once Jey Uso came out, I didn't like the match anymore.
I think, do you think they'll do this thing where at SummerSlam, Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley wins the title, the WWE title, and then they start leading to a Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania unification match? That would be fucking awesome.
Or even Survivor Series, they could do it.
Or Survivor Series. I mean, I would save it for WrestleMania and be like, just.
Yeah, I don't think people want to see Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in a WrestleMania main event in 2022. I just don't think. But I mean, I don't know. It was, I get it. I don't think it was the time for Roman to lose, but honestly, I just would not have Daniel Bryan in. I feel like Daniel Bryan was only in it because they were nervous about Edge. They were nervous if he could really.
Yeah. It had a big fight feel.
Yeah.
Like before.
I would have cut out either this, even though I thought this was the best match of the show, I would have cut out either the Sami Zayn match or the fucking Matt Riddle match and had this match go longer. I think it went too short.
Yeah, you know what it is? I don't like it when it's like, there was too much hardcore stuff in this match for me to get into it. It was just like, they're like, and they keep emphasizing, like, triple threats are no DQ, triple threats are no DQ. And like, then if triple threats are no DQ, then like, they're so fucking stupid.
Also like, so why doesn't any of these guys use half a brain? So if Roman
Reigns, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's so fucking stupid.
If Roman Reigns can have Jey Uso just run around the ring like a fucking idiot, why didn't Daniel Bryan like have Cesaro or Drew Gulak waiting around?
Yeah.
Why didn't Edge not have like, I'm just throwing out, I know this guy doesn't work for them anymore, Zack Ryder or someone just running out. Like, why don't they just fucking go, like, why would you not? They both look like idiots because, and also the referee looks like an idiot because the referee should have been like, Jey Uso is no longer allowed back in the ring. Like, this is bullshit. But who's to stop? Like, why doesn't Daniel Bryan have like 90 guys come out and beat him up? Why doesn't Kevin Owens come out? Be like, fuck you, Roman.
I guess people could say it's a matter of taste too, but like me, for me personally, I like matches that just kind of stay in the ring, you know.
Yeah.
For the most part, I like, so like when I look at like a triple threat match that's gonna be good, I look at the, you know, Chris Benoit, HBK, Triple H kind of deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was not my cup of tea. There's too much hardcore shit. If you are one of those people who think Joey Janela is some kind of gift to God, a gift from God because he jumped off some shit from hardcore stuff, this is probably up your alley because you got into that hardcore shit.
I liked it. I just think the finish should have been better. I will say though, even though I don't like Logan Paul, and that's the other thing too, even my favorite match of the night had something really wrong with it where they had no call.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say tonight stunk. I think tonight showcased all the problems this company has had over the past year, and they really did nothing to correct it. And I'm going to say, though, the match of the entire weekend was not the week. So I think TakeOver blew this both shows away. The match of the weekend was Cesaro, Seth Rollins. With a very close second to Sasha, Bianca.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that as well. I think I will say the exact same thing. I ditto. I repeat. I agree with you. You know what I think also? Even though I didn't really enjoy this night too, I think it's still something that people should watch if you like wrestling. And the reason why is because it's been over a year since we had fans back.
So yeah, they were into the show. At least they were.
It's fun watching just to see, like, oh shit, I haven't seen this in a while. So I recommend that. I probably will not recommend Raw tomorrow. It's probably gonna suck real bad.
Well, we're gonna cover it anyway because we're not done. There's two more now. All right, guys, that's the WrestleMania review. Sorry that we hated it. I guess
I fucking hate wrestling, most of it now.
Yeah, this industry is such a bad
wrestling story. Is really fucking stupid.
You know what the problem also too with wrestling is? Like, you can't do what we do. You can't. They don't want to hear any criticism. You have to be constantly supportive, and this is great. And it's like, no, guys, you need to hear Impact, AEW, WWE. You need to hear constantly that you suck because you fucking suck. You know what people do? You know what the worst thing? Here's the worst thing. The worst thing is not people being like, your show sucks. The worst thing is people just stop watching. And so many people have stopped watching
that. Yeah. The more I'm watching, we watched so much wrestling this past year. And more, this is the most amount of wrestling I've ever watched in my entire life. And as from the one thing I could take away from it is how fucking bad it actually is.
yeah
it's really fucking bad. I don't know why I think when I was like younger or something, I don't realize how bad it is because you only get it like once a week. Like, you're like, damn, I only get Raw and SmackDown, like that's all I get, like 4 hours of wrestling or whatever it was. So you're just kind of like grateful for it. You're just like kind of like shut your mouth, even though it's bad. You're just kind of like, no, it's still good, it's better than nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like as time goes by and they add more shows, you start going like, you know, you have this nostalgia and the loyalty because you're fans of the product. So you're just blindly loyal to them. But now that I'm watching it, it's across the board. Like all companies have a tendency to be really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if anything, we've learned is a lot of fucking idiots and scumbags in the business too. So not only is wrestling really fucking stupid, but the people involved are really fucking stupid too. So what, like, I don't.
And then the other problem is there's so many fans who act self-righteous. There's so many fans who are like, well, I'm going to boo. I don't like Hogan, so I'm a good person. But yeah, but you support like 90 other guys who are like rapists and scumbags. Like,
yeah, like, but you know what? The fan base is fucking stupid too. Yeah. I mean, you've been to indie shows. I've been to indie shows. We've seen the fucking people who go there.
But you know what? The other thing I think with WrestleMania and with Raw in general, I don't only talk about WWE, and that's not about AEW. I don't think in WWE you're meant to watch every single show. They don't. You're not meant to watch NXT, SmackDown, Raw, every pay-per-view.
No, I think you're right.
Five Live. They assume you watch Raw casually, and they assume when people watch WrestleMania, it's their first time watching. They think a lot of people who, and this is true though, a lot of people don't watch wrestling all year. Watch WrestleMania, like the Super Bowl almost. So they're not writing these shows to watch every single fucking second.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah, but
if
but what?
Go ahead. You were saying.
But we're gonna do two more nights of this.
I'm gonna just put out this out for people. I'm gonna start getting real fucking negative about this shit because I realize how fucking bad it is, right? And I just want to like tear it apart.
I think the people who are positive about an event like this, like WrestleMania tonight, probably don't watch a lot, and they're like, "Oh, it's so great to see people again in an arena," and that's what they're getting off on.
That's probably what it is.
Oh, yeah. Look at Edge, and meanwhile, we see Edge every fucking week now, and I just want his head to explode. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm just like, this fucking shit is so fucking bad. Can you guys like I don't know, like just read excerpts from a classic book. It'll be more interesting than this shit, you know?
Yeah. All right, so. we'll find out tomorrow. Thank you guys. See you tomorrow for Raw.